Hello, my name is Sandy Adamidis, the social media director for the Page International Screenwriting Awards and your host for The Writer's Hangout, a podcast that celebrates the many stages of writing, from inspiration to the first draft, revising, getting a project made, and everything in between. We'll talk to the best and the brightest in the entertainment industry and create a space where you can hang out, learn from the pros, and have fun.
We are rolling.
Hi, I'm Sandy Adamidis.
I'm Terry Sampson.
Terry.
Yep.
How was your week?
Pretty good. How about you?
It was very good. I have things to talk to you about.
Okay.
First,
my attitude.
This is your peer review.
But it's just a funny way you said that. It's not the first time I've heard that sound and thought, am I going to get yelled at? No. Not at all.
You get A's across the board on your peer review. Now, I know this isn't a visual medium, but I will put a picture up. Terry, what are these all over the studio driveway? It's brown and prickly.
Yeah, it's a burr.
It's a burr all over the studio driveway.
Every tree on this street, which is kind of an adorable street, don't you agree?
It's a very adorable street.
For this particular part of the San Fernando Valley, which is really not really cute.
It's very charming.
It's kind of, yeah. And my neighbor straight across planted those when she was a teeny kid, and they've grown to the size you see, and they give a shade and burrs.
Is that the Latin?
I'm calling it a burr.
A burr.
It probably has another name.
Okay.
But its trick is, it's just big enough. So if those of you who aren't burr related, this is a little bit smaller than a ping pong ball.
Correct.
Just slightly.
Yes.
It has these
thorns.
It has these thorns. And the really interesting thing about it is it's so easy to not see it, step on it, and fall on your butt.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's a hard little burr.
Okay. Terry, today we are going to talk about John Hughes.
The great writer-director.
John Hughes was born on February 18th, 1950 in Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah, not far from me.
When he was a teenager, Hughes moved with his family to Chicago, a city that would be settings for his most iconic films. He began his career in 1970 as an author of humorous essays and stories for National Lampoon magazine. He then went to Hollywood to write, produce, and sometimes direct some of the most successful comedy films of the 1980s. Terry, can you just tell us a handful of all the amazing films that John Hughes wrote?
Yes, let's start with Mr. Mom, Michael Keaton, and Terry Garr, who were great in that. Then there's Vacation, which I was involved with a little bit.
Absolutely.
With Harold Ramis and Chevy Chase. Beverly D'Angelo, 16 Candles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's go back to high school. Molly Ringwald, Anthony Michael Hall. Molly Ringwald begins, I think, this cool connection.
He was John Hughes's muse.
Yes. She also turns up in The Breakfast Club. John, of course, directed that. Emilio Estevez was in it. Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, of course, and Ally Sheedy. Pretty in Pink. From 1986, directed by Howard Deutsch, and he's married to
Leah Thompson.
Of course.
Yes, Caroline in the City.
She wasn't in this movie, but Molly Ringwald and John Cryer were. This one actually is a huge favorite of mine, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Gee, I love that movie.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, such a beautiful car, too.
Twist and Shout.
Yeah, Planes, Trains, and Automobile, one of the funniest movies ever. So funny. She's Having a Baby from 1988.
By the way, one of my favorite films.
It's
a guilty pleasure of mine. I love that film so much. You're going to mention Kevin Bacon
and Elizabeth McGovern
and Alec Baldwin are in it. In that film is the song by Kate Bush, A Woman's Work. I cannot listen to that song without bawling my eyes out. Kids, watch this movie this weekend. It's a good
one. And so is Home Alone from 1990. Huge, huge movie.
Huge.
They don't make them bigger. And that's just to name a few.
John Hughes got married when he was 20 years old. He married Nancy Ludwig, whom he met in high school. Together, they had two children, John and James. both born in 1979, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they're twins. On August 5th, 2009, Hughes and his wife traveled to New York City to visit their son, James, and their new grandson. James said his father was in good health and in good spirits that night, and the family had made plans the next day. But on August 6th in the morning, Hughes was taking a walk close to his hotel on West 55th Street in Manhattan, and he suffered a heart attack. What? He was rushed to Roosevelt Hospital. I said Roosevelt. Roosevelt? I think back east, I learned Roosevelt.
By the time you get to Michigan, it's Roosevelt.
Okay.
I don't know what happens in, say, Pennsylvania, something.
I'm laughing at this sad moment. He was rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at age 59.
So I'm going to take a pause here because I'm going to make an important statement. And that is, if you watch streaming, and who doesn't? Everybody mm-hmm. has watched some. You'll see a description after the title as you're looking through, what am I going to watch? And They throw the term comedy out as if it's a bastard dog. I am telling you, they are not funny. Half of them don't have, they have like one joke in it and it looks like a mistake. And that's it. I'm very upset about it. And I say this because this guy made funny movies.
Yes.
They're funny.
He made funny movies in the 80s.
They're great.
100%.
Yeah. And it's hard to write comedy. Honestly, people underestimate it, especially that guy.
He was a wonderful, very talented guy, and my heart goes out to his family. One of the many things that Hughes left behind besides his films are quotes. So I want to go through a couple of John Hughes quotes, four of them here, and discuss.
May I read them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, here's the first one. I don't think of kids as a lower form of the human species.
John Hughes wrote some of the best kid characters. He let his teens and kids have all the elements of childhood wonder, but he treated them with respect.
He created a point of view from the kids that nobody really matches. And especially like when I think about Home Alone, we got to inside the brain of that little kid as he was going through what should have been an enormous moment of being left behind.
Right.
But it was funny and warm and kind of emancipating in a way.
It was so wonderful. You were never, as an audience, he so brilliantly laid it out that you weren't like, oh no, that little boy's at home alone. I can't watch this movie.
Right.
That's child abuse. If you have never seen it, watch it. You'll love it.
That's one of the things about that. That is really, that made a big effect on me in that there are presentational things you can do to make something which is, you know, really scary into mm-hmm. something that's just part of the story.
Yes.
In the way it's layered and the way that it's approached.
And Kevin, I could be wrong. I think he was 8 in the movie. And that 8-year-old, you got to see his metal.
Yeah.
And you don't get to see a lot of metal.
No, from an 8-year-old, no.
8-year-old in a suburban Chicago. And along with that, in fact, Hughes, just what you were just saying, revolutionized the teen angst genre and his understanding that even though they might be young people, they are not unintelligent.
Right.
So writers out there, if you want an unintelligible child in your screenplay, have at it. But this is a great way to look at young people in your script.
It's a bigger story.
Exactly.
2. Things don't always go right for me, says John, and you get kind of used to it, and you can either get incredibly depressed about it, or you can laugh at it, find humor in it.
Terry, would you agree comedy is best when it's rooted in truth and honesty about life?
That's what makes it funny, really.
That's the comedy I love.
Yeah.
There's pratfalls and there's scatological humor and there's outrageous. I love comedy that comes from the character.
Absolutely.
This quote emphasizes the importance of handling rejection and failure during one's screenwriting journey. No one gets out alive or escapes it. When things repeatedly go wrong, you can either despair or laugh and move on.
Number three, the quote, number three. I happen to go for the simplest, most ordinary things. The extraordinary doesn't interest me. I'm not interested in psychotics. I'm interested in the person you don't expect to have a story. I like every man.
Very interesting, don't you think?
Yeah. I think the word that I try to stay away from is wacky. I just don't ever go in a wacky direction.
And if you are that type of writer, if that is the type of writer you are, you can be a Charlie Kaufman,
right,
and write Being John Malkovich, or you can be John Hughes and write She's Having a Baby.
Right.
And you and I happen to be in the John Hughes based in reality. Comedy comes from the truth of the character.
Right.
What's number four, Terry?
Number four, life is not always funny. Life is not always tragic. And to portray it realistically, it's got to have a mix of both.
When a screenplay blends drama and humor, it reflects real life. And when writing a screenplay, imitating life will create a more relatable story for the audience, causing them to empathize with the character.
Right. I learned at a very young age, I used to be able to make my mom laugh pretty regularly.
That is so sweet.
And it always was based on the idea that before she could get rid of a laugh, I would have to put something in there to start another one. And I'd keep at that for a certain point, but I did know that it had to end. I couldn't keep going. I'm going to fail, for one thing, right? Because she's at, you know, a minute 13, and she hasn't had a break yet. I got to give her a break.
Yeah.
Because at some point, she's going to go, I can't keep going on with this.
We got to give the kid up for adoption. I got to get some work done.
There must be a place for him somewhere. I think that's really well said. It's a mixture of things.
Frasier did this beautifully. There was a scene where he was in a coffee shop, and I think he made a dramatic speech, and he had to storm out, but then he left his keys on the counter, diner, so you had to see him kind of like crawl back in.
He tried not to be seen.
Exactly, like, you're never going to see me in this horrible place again. Adieu. And then he had to sneak back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good example.
I haven't had enough of John Hughes yet, have you?
No.
This is John Hughes' quotes on writing and inspiration. My heroes were Dylan, John Lennon, and Picasso because they each moved their particular medium forward. And when they got to the point where they felt comfortable, they always moved on.
Great.
Love it.
It's a great one.
Another one, if I'm on a roll and I finish a script at 3, I'll start another one at 3:02.
That can't be true.
I have never done that. That's just, no.
The thing I like right now, there's probably a writer, maybe new to the thing, who's going, I've never even finished one yet.
I know.
Because that's,
we're with you.
That kind of happens.
Yep.
5 starts.
Art goes a long way towards getting you through loneliness because you've always got your art to fall back on and it builds a certain amount of self-reliance. And I didn't really much care what other people thought of me because I could go look at my work and say, I like that. And I did that. I really like that quote.
Yeah.
This is on directing and filmmaking. I borrow liberally from the past and the present. All this stuff, I've been witness to it firsthand, or I've either gone through it or I've seen someone else go through it. What do they say? Borrow from the best, just make it your own.
Right.
This is the last quote, and it's on storytelling. I think any good comedy has to have a variety of styles. You don't want to just keep hitting the same notes with jokes. I'd like you to smile, to laugh. I'd like you to chuckle. I'd like you to go grab the seat in front of you and shake it and scream with laughter. I want all of it.
Beautifully put. And that's a wrap for the Writer's Hangout. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Your positive feedback will help us keep the show going so we can continue bringing you more future episodes. Remember, keep writing. The world needs your stories. The Writer's Hangout is sponsored by the Page International Screenwriting Awards, with executive producer Kristen Overn, producers Sandy Adamidis, and myself, Terry Sampson. And our music is composed by Ethan Stoller.